You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action on this edition at Haydock, Worcester, Pontefract and Musselburgh. There's also racing at Bath and Brighton and an Irish card at Down Royal on Friday. Stephen Powell, Rory Delaghi and Ross Briley will be in the studio from 1:50pm to guide you through all of the action as it happens on Friday. But right now, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on today's podcast is Andrew Mount. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not so bad, thank you. Apart from the rain.
Yeah, I was just about to say it's all gone a bit grim and gloomy again, hasn't it? After we had summer a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. I think it's November the last time I was in Leeds and it didn't rain. So we're going back a few months now.
Kevin has a really bad record of coming up to Leeds when it's raining as well. Maybe it's just you gg.co.uk boys
that bring the
rain to Leeds. It's not. It rains when you're not here as well. I can confirm that. Fortunately, it's not been playing too much havoc with the racing. We haven't had the deluge that we sometimes get, no abandonments or anything like that, and it's been an interesting week of racing. Has there been anything that's come out of the last 7 days, one for the notebook?
Yeah, there's a horse that ran at Windsor on Monday called Cartmel Cleave, finished fourth in a 6 furlong handicap. I was against him on Monday because he was drawn in store one, and store one's got a terrible record up against the stands rail in Windsor handicaps. 6 furlongs, I think it's one winner from the last 83 runners, and that was a 7-4 shot in a field of 5. Now, already this week, we've had two of those store one runners come out and win. Exalted at Kempton on Wednesday night, back from 16-1 into 8-1, and Ice Lord back at Windsor on Monday, which was back from 5-1 into 5-2. So looking for horses that, you know, went off relatively short prices at Windsor from store one, you know, running well, and back them next time, and Cartmel Cleave's a qualifier. He's entered in the Wokingham, which is about 33-1, but I expect he'll probably have his sights lowered and run somewhere else before then.
Okay, Cartmel Cleave then wants to take out of this week, and of course looking forward, we've got a decent Saturday of racing as well. Andrew, doesn't always seem to materialise the weekend before the Epsom meeting, but I'm looking at that Haydock card and I'm pretty impressed, particularly with the Group 2 sprint event. We've got a couple of very interesting individuals there. Berrettino steps back in trip after failing to stay out the mile in the Guineas. He goes back sprinting, and of course Gifted Master, who's likely to be favourite for that, looks a very talented sprinter of of Hugo Palmer's.
I'm a huge fan of Gifted Master. Very impressive on comeback at Newmarket on the Rolling Mile when making all, and you know, followed that up with a, you know, fantastic Ascot success in Grade 3 company, beating Dubai Dream into second, and of course that was at the race in which Washington DC was very disappointing. But yeah, Gifted Master is being gelded, but that was his fifth straight win, and I think he can go all the way to the top. So I expect him to take this Grade 2 Sandy Lane Stakes on Saturday.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Interesting that he's being gelded, because he didn't seem to behave in a particularly cultish manner for me, but he's paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, that's right. I think they thought they wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't realise his full potential until he'd had that particular operation, and as you say, they made the sacrifice. Well, rather the horse did.
Yeah.
And he's gone forward since.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, if he's yet to realise his full potential, I'm very much looking forward to it when he does. We've got a couple of interesting Group 3 races as well on the Haydock card that come up just before that. Anyone you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, the 2:35 race, which is the Pinnacle Stakes, a Group 3 race for fillies and mares. there's some strong patterns associated with this race. Last time out winners have a particularly good record, and there were only two last year, including the 7-1 winner, who was back from 10-1. And just looking at this year's renewal, nine runners, only two of them scored last time out. Mill Springs for John Gosden, who won at Ascot on a final start last year, and Laganor, an Irish raider trained by Tony Martin. This one only won a filly's handicap at Navan last time, but given those stats for last time out winners, this one could go well at a big price.
Okay, that's the Haydock card on Saturday. Then looking further ahead, given that we're both extremely puzzled by the Derby at the moment, I thought we'd take a quick look at some of the other races to come from Epsom, particularly the Investec Dash, which has a wide open look to it if the betting is to be believed. Duke of Friends at 7-1. Then we've got a whole clutch of horses on 10-1. Double Up, Harry Hurricane, Kimberella, Maljar and Seeking Magic. And it's one of those horses in the 10-1 bracket that's caught your eye for the Investec Dash.
Yeah, that's right. That's Double Up, trained by Roger Varian. This one had his season cut short when only fifth at Ascot last August, was off until reappearing at Haydock recently. I was in the studio that day and tipped the winner Take Cover because he looked the only pace in the race, and he duly pinged out and made all. And so Double Up, returning from a break, was very keen in mid-division, but kept on well into third, and I thought that race was probably needed, and he's going to be one to side with next time out. He also needs a big field, strong pace. His last three runs in fields of 11 or more runners, first, and second to a subsequent listed winner, Ridge Ranger. So I think now he's had a run. Get him in. It's likely to be a huge field, sort of, you know, 16 yeah. to 20 runners. They're going to go like the clappers from the outset. And granted luck in running, which doesn't always materialise in that race. There's often hard luck stories. Then I think Double Up could be the one.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't always materialise, but it is absolutely necessary if you're going to win that race. You'd have to be some animal to be really unlucky and have everything go against you and still somehow fall into victory.
That's
in,
right.
In a particular
contest. It's a great spectacle. We've seen some fantastic rides in it over the years. And I just think he's the right horse for the race because he can travel well just in behind the pace and then pick up the pieces late on.
Okay, good stuff. Anything else on your mind then before we move on to look at Friday's action?
I should also mention Ice Slice, who runs at Haydock on Saturday, bidding for a four-timer. Goes in the 2 o'clock. Caught the eye on comeback when fourth from a bad draw at Pontefract, always trapped out wide, and is 3 from 3 since and looks very progressive.
Okay, yeah, good stuff. We'll move on then to take a look at some of Friday's racing. Now we've got a real mixture of racing. We go to Haydock, Worcester, Pontefract and Musselburgh on today's edition, but we begin with Haydock's 3.10. This is a 6 furlong handicap. 17 runners go down to contest this one. This isn't quite the Investec Dash, Andrew, but again, it's a big field of sprinters.
Yeah, thanks very much for giving me a 17-runner, 3-year-old sprint handicap.
I thought you'd enjoy that one. Always the easiest to work out.
This has an impossible look to it, but I've got an angle, a system for handicaps at Haydock, which is basically to back anything ridden by Richard Kingscote and trained by Tom Dascombe. And in the past 5 years, they've had 20 winners from 89 runners in Haydock handicaps, 23% strike rate. A tenner on all of them would have given you a profit of £450 to level stakes. And those include a 16-1 shot, Calder Prince, who I tipped up for the same reason when I was on last week. So, and again, 8 of the last 18 have won, and 6 of the 10 beaten horses finished in the first 4. So, they've got Dutch Gallery in tomorrow's race. This one won on debut at Newmarket on the July course last summer, when 12-1, beating Wimpole Hall. And reappeared at Newmarket on the Rolly Mile earlier this month. Stepped up to a mile in handicap company. Could only finish 8th of the 12 runners, but didn't look to get home that day. And I think that going sprinting at a track where the trainer and jockey have got a great record, I think Dutch Gallery can bounce back.
Okay, Dutch Gallery then gets the vote in that 3.10 race at Haydock. We go to Worcester now for a bit of jumping action. This is their 6.50, a 2.5 mile handicap chase for us here. 9 runners go down to post. Was this one any easier to work out?
Not especially, no. But one angle I like with Worcester, certainly at recent meetings, has been to side with front runners. They did really well at the last meeting there. And I was quite interested in Alpha for Philip Hobbs. This one's been running in some good races. He was in the Topham Chase at Aintree, a Grade 3 handicap chase, Class 1 contest. Last time out, he ran at Newton Abbott in a Class 2 when finishing a respectable 4th at 20-1 behind Art Moresque. And now he's back in Class 3. And, you know, a horse that usually races up with the pace, the track should suit. So I think Alpha will run a big race. The danger looks to be the David Pipe Train Purple and Gold. This one isn't the sort of most resolute sometimes in a finish. He doesn't always want to go past, according to the trainer. But he has won 3 times from 11 starts over fences, including at Haydock last time out. And he's had 2 runs at Worcester previously and won them both. So a bit of a course expert, perhaps. Purple and Gold looks the danger, but I'm going to go with Alpha.
Okay, Al Alpha then for Philip Hobson. Richard Johnson gets the nod in the 6.50 at Worcester. We go to Pontefract now for their 7.30, which is a conditioned stakes for the 2-year-olds. Just 4 runners go down for this 6-furlong event, but we've got a quartet of potentially promising individuals.
Yeah, we certainly have, and none more so than the Mark Johnson-trained Yalter, who won at Goodwood on the 19th of May. Now, I was very impressed with that because he raced hard up against the stands rail. And I've long had a theory about sprints at Goodwood that you don't want to be on that rail. It often rides slower than the middle of the track. And certainly in sprint handicaps, if you back stalls 1, 2 and 3, you race out towards the centre of the course, you'd make a nice profit over time. So this one was 5-2 for that debut, up against an odds-on favourite, and in the shape of Afandem of Hugo Palmer's. But just, you know, pinged out of the stalls like an old hand, raced against the fence, probably not the place to be, yet still won comfortably by 2 lengths from Repton, who I think runs at Salisbury over the weekend. Yalter's got stall 1 today, the ideal draw for a front runner at Pontefract, and I can only see one scenario here, which is Yalter, you know, braking smartly and making all the running. So I think it's a race for second, and perhaps that could be won by Wedding Dress of David Brown's, who recorded a respectable speed figure when overcoming a slow start to score on debut at Wolverhampton.
Okay, Yalter the pick then, and Wedding Dress perhaps the forecast link in that race. Yalter then, who has Group 1 entries as well, so obviously
yeah, they're
talking a lot of it.
That's right, they're talking about the Coventry Stakes at Royal Ascot, and they, you know, they said they wanted to get another run into him first before that. So I think he'll go to the Coventry unbeaten.
Okay. Yalter then, the pick in the 7.30 at Ponty. We go to Muscle Run now for their 7.40. Another sprint handicap for you here. This is a 5-furlong trip, 10 runners down to contest it. And we've got a few older horses mixing it with the 3-year-olds in this one as well.
Yeah, we've got Go-Go Green, a 10-year-old who was just pipped at Ayr last time. And we've got a few 3-year-olds as well. So, yeah, a real spread of ages here. The one I like is Bosun Fred, a 4-year-old trained by Mick Easterby. This is a qualifier on my Chelmsford flop system, looking for short price horses who ran poorly at Chelmsford on the latest outings. This one was 11-10 favourite at the Essex venue last time out in a field of 7, but could only finish 4th. Didn't have the best of draws that day, stall 7, even in a small field that can be tricky to overcome at Chelmsford. And it's interesting that Mick Easterby sends him back to Musselburgh, where he's got a decent record in handicap company. He's had 3 runs here, first, second by a neck when half rearing at the start, and 5th of 11, beaten by a length and a half from a difficult draw in stall 2. So a better draw this time, stall 5 of 10, that should be fine for him. I think Bosun Fred can bounce back.
Okay, Bosun Fred then, the choice, that 7.40. I always thought your Chelmsford flop system only applied to other all-weather tracks. It translates to the turf
as well. Yeah, absolutely. You still make a profit by, okay. And the strike rate's not as high, but you get some big price winners.
Okay. Bosun Fred then, the choice in the 7.40. Just remind us please then one more time your 4 picks for the action that we've looked at on Friday.
Okay, the first race, the 3.10 at Haydock, a tricky 3-year-old sprint handicap. I've gone for Dutch Gallery, and then we're on to Worcester, the 6.50. I've gone for Al Alpha, who can hopefully make all. The 7.30 at Pontefract, very confident selection for Yalter. And finally, the 7.40 at Musselburgh, a 5-furlong handicap, Bosun Fred.
Lovely stuff. There we are then. Thoughts of Andrew Mount ahead of the racing on Friday. Remember to tune into Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Stephen Powell, Rory Delaghi and Ross Briley guiding you through the cards at Bath, Brighton, Haydock, Musselburgh, Pontefract and Worcester. Thank you very much for that, Andrew, and best of luck.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.